been a very big crush in some areas, with the last of the cane through the rollers at Tully Sugar Mill. So it certainly has been a long crush for that area. But I think from their perspective, they're happy that they got the crop off, got it crushed. Certainly a record for them. And I think in general across the industry that the crop has grown again for the sixth year in a row.
It does, I guess, highlight that underlying tension between growers and millers, though, doesn't it, when the late finish, that the mill struggles to keep up with the growth. How do you respond to those concerns by growers that they're investing in the crop, but the capacity is just not there?
Look, I don't think that's an accurate characterisation. I think if you look at, for example, Tully Sugar, they've just crushed well in excess of 400,000 tonnes more than they have ever crushed before, and they got through it very well. By the same token, whilst this year is going to be another strong year for the area, they won't crush anywhere near the same level as, or not expected to crush the same level as what they have this year. So there will still be variability in the crush level, and it's around getting the investment in the assets right to make sure that you can deal with these really big years, that you can get through the crop, that you can get through the normal years in appropriate time, and that everyone can get a return on their investment. So I think overall, if you look at the milling infrastructure and the milling assets, they're in better shape than they have been for a long time. There's been significant investment over the last 5 years in particular, and I think it's in pretty good shape.
What can be read into the fact that the area of land under cane is increasing at a time when the industry's facing uncertainty about the global sugar price and its marketing arrangements?
Look, certainly there is a great pool of uncertainty over the industry in terms of the marketing arrangements, and there's still a lot of work and a lot of effort that's got to go into that in the coming year. And in terms of the global market, we have seen some strengthening of the sugar price. We've moved out of that area where it was languishing around the 10 cents a pound. It has been closer to 14 or 15 cents a pound. We are expecting a small deficit in world production versus consumption for this year. So the macro prospects are looking relatively strong for the industry, but there is a real volatility around how much sugar is going to come onto the export market, what's going to happen in India, what's going to happen in the EU in terms of their movement away from their quota system, and what's going to happen next year. So there is still a real uncertainty in the sugar market that's got to play through, and that's why we're seeing such volatility in the market. We do have strong price risk management tools in place currently. The capacity to forward price has been a strong tool for the industry, although of course that right now is very much in question as we work through commercial arrangements for the years beyond 2016. Without contracts in place currently, there's no new pricing happening for 2017 and beyond.
But Dominic Nolan, doesn't the new law deliver the security of supply that the industry's sugar marketing company has said all along that it needs to maintain that financing capacity and forward pricing ability?
No, it doesn't deliver any sort of security of supply whatsoever. I think it does the opposite of that, and it really doesn't answer a whole lot of questions. I think the legislation raises more questions than it answers, and it's going to be a real challenge for the industry in the coming 12 months.
Well, growers will have the choice for QSL to be the marketer of their sugar, so surely that's some security.
I don't think it provides security at all. I think it opens up the marketing arrangements, it tips them on their ear. It tips the whole supply chain, the whole sugar supply chain on its ear. And how those commercial arrangements will be enacted on a company-by-company basis is really an unknown.
Are you encouraging your members, though, to sit down with their growers and get this critical issue of a cane supply agreement in place?
It's not a matter of encouraging mills to sit down with their growers to do that. It's a reality that all the mills need to consider the commercial arrangements that they've got in place with growers. There has to be changes as a result of this legislation. So that's just something that's got to occur. And it's going to be extremely difficult. And the legislation is fundamentally flawed. There are practical questions that are completely unanswered by the legislation. So it's going to be a really difficult process.
When I spoke to you on the eve of the passage of that sugar marketing legislation in Queensland, you vowed on behalf of the Milling Council to do everything in your legal and political power to torpedo it. are you now willing to accept that it is law and it is a framework within which you have to operate?
There's no question that it's law, and no one's denying that. But equally, we'll continue to pursue every legal and political avenue to deal with the negative impacts of this legislation. It's frankly unworkable. From the mill companies' perspective, individual mill companies will be looking at the legal implications, the commercial contractual implications, and the challenges that this legislation throws up.